This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, what's this guy think this week? John, your top six teams in the NFL. Let's do it.
It's always kind of a bizarre ranking. And it's not bizarre in the top six. That's sorting itself out. There's been some movement this week because some teams had some close calls, had some losses. But it's really on the teams that are on the fringe. Like, who are the teams that are just outside? They've been bouncing around. Last week, we talked about Minnesota, the Chargers, Washington at 7-4, Green Bay, Arizona, Denver, Houston, the Niners. Like, there's been some movement in the teams that are right there. Now, the Niners, all right, we kind of have put them on the way back burner.
They're dead, right?
At this point. Well, I don't necessarily think they're dead because of the division they're in.
Yeah, but they're not playing well, right?
Well, they're not playing well, and obviously we saw what happens when Brock Purdy's not there and so many other guys, but they're 5-6. They are one game out of first place in their division. You got two teams that are 5-6, the Rams and the Niners, and the Rams didn't look any better.
Nope.
We've talked about them on the fringe every once in a while, but the Cardinals, really? The Seahawks are in first place?
Someone does, in fact, have to win.
Yes. Well, it's kind of like the NFC South. I've got Atlanta. They are below the line and everything, but they are in a position to win their division. Tampa is right behind them. And now that, they're starting to get a little bit healthy. Mm-hmm. There are some teams. I'm saying keep an eye on. All right, Atlanta, I don't have a lot of respect for what they're doing. They're below the line. But Tampa, keep an eye on Tampa. Some other teams to keep an eye on. Miami, that's a team with a healthy Tua Tagovailoa. It's a complete, now they're not going to win the division. And as of now, they are, what are they? They're only one spot out of a playoff stretch.
Do you know their schedule the rest of the way? Six games to go. Three of them will be outdoors.
And in the North?
Green Bay, Cleveland, and the New York Jets.
What do we make of Cleveland?
Yeah,
they're kind of owning their division, except they can't win outside the division.
My point is for Miami to make the playoffs, they're likely going to have to win at least two of those outdoor games.
Sure.
Tua said this week he's out to kill narratives. Well, first test is Green Bay this weekend.
But what I'm talking about,
yeah,
well, okay, Miami, Denver, who do you believe more in regards who's going to eventually make the playoffs and who makes the playoffs eventually making a run in the playoffs? A healthy Tua Tagovailoa, Mike McDaniel calling the offense. I'm not sitting here saying they're in the top six or even close to it. I'm just heads up.
Sure.
Keep an eye on this team. All right. Another one. Obviously, we talked about Seattle. Houston. That might have been the worst loss that Houston has had on their schedule. Losing to the Titans and especially the way that they did. C.J. Stroud has taken, last year, it was, okay, here's the baseline. Feels like he's taken about three steps back in his sophomore season. The Chargers, the Broncos, just keep an eye on them, and let's see where this goes. The Packers, outside looking in, but 8-3. And this is the division. We talked about it at the beginning of the year. How many teams from the NFC North make the playoffs? I still think there's going to be three teams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point,
Minnesota, obviously the Lions, and the Packers. Now, we'll see a big game this weekend. Keep an eye on Steelers. What do you make of the Steelers? They were in my top six last week. They're out because of that loss to the Browns. And I'm talking about the Browns. In that division, they've been great. Outside, not so much. So let's get to our top six. Last week, Detroit at 1, Buffalo at 2, Kansas City at 3. 4 was Pittsburgh, 5 was Philly, 6 was Baltimore. What do we do with Philly? All right, so let's start from the bottom up. number six in the power surge this week with a nail biter, gave up a lead, could have lost in overtime, but didn't. The Minnesota Vikings at 6-9-2. What do we believe of Sam Darnold? If he doesn't turn the ball over, this team could win just about any game. But I don't believe that Sam Darnold's going to play a whole lot of games without turning the ball over.
It feels like begrudgingly they're in the power surge, right? Like the record requires them to be here, but they don't actually look the part of one of the five or six best teams.
So here's one of the reasons that Minnesota ended up making it. One, they're 9-2. But they just had three games on the road. And anytime you go on the road three at a time and get three wins, that's a big deal. However, their three wins was a 12-7 nail biter against the Jaguars.
Yep.
It was a 23-13 not convincing win against the Titans. And then obviously we saw what they did against the Bears, albeit a division opponent, but the Bears are a dumpster fire and it took them into overtime. So not great opponents, but they did win on the road. Baltimore with their win last night, they move up one spot to number five. They're 8-4, kind of a schizophrenic team who shows up. What I liked about last night's game was they showed up and they played bully ball. They played physical. They knew they had to do that against the Chargers. They got back to the run game with not one, but two backs, and obviously Lamar Jackson. So I like what they're doing. I like where they're heading. As long as they continue to play a physical style of football, Baltimore will keep moving up, or at least they'll be in position to move up. Number four. 10-1 Kansas City.
Ah, there it is.
Overtime with Carolina. And I mean, it just not overtime, but just the last
nail biter.
Last second kind of felt like it should have gone to overtime. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes does Patrick Mahomes things, finds a way to win, but you keep playing with fire with bad teams. They've won, so they're 10-1, but there's just nothing to me says dominant team or should be in the top three. Philly moves up to number three. Now, the one thing about Philly is they start really slow. They can dig themselves into a hole. They've been able to dig out of a lot of holes, but they have been convincing. Obviously, you know, 17-point win against the Rams on the road Sunday night. Nobody's going to be impressed by a win at Dallas, but it's still a road win. It's a division opponent. The Commanders at home, that was a nice controlled win. And Saquon Barkley is playing damn good, healthy offensive line, but you know, some injuries starting to mount up on defense. Number two, no change here. Buffalo Bills bye week, not going to drop them down. It's still an impressive win over Kansas City. They are playing really good football, and the Lions hold on, and not only hold on, but solidify the best team in the National Football League at number one.
So I think there's a great debate here. I think Philly has played better than Buffalo. But Buffalo's got some notable wins. Most notably, they beat Kansas City.
Right.
To me, though, Philly is the better running team, the better defensive team. I think they're the better football team. And I think there's a fun debate with two and three. The Lions are clearly number one, and I'm happy that you have punished Kansas City. They're no longer undefeated. We don't have to pretend. They're not that good. They're undefeated, but they're not 1, 2, or even three in the NFL right now.
So I don't know if you have it up right now, but Philadelphia, what's their best win?
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Packers, who are a team you have just outside the power surge. That's probably their best win on the season. They did beat Cincy, who I think is still kind of looming in the shadows. They won on the road at Cincy, and that Commanders win looked a lot better at the time than it does today.
And with having what we say about the Chiefs, that's the best win for Buffalo. But they've got two losses, and okay, good losses at the time. Good loss against the Ravens, but the Texans have kind of fallen apart since.
Tom? Yeah, but the Texans are what, still 7-5, and
division leader.
The Lions have a loss to an under 500 team. By the way, I mean
it's the only loss.
I know. I'm just saying. The Lions are number one. I'm not picking apart the Lions. They're number one.
Yeah.
I just think, Jim, I'm going to give you a chance to take a mulligan. You just said the Chiefs aren't that good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Compared to what they were the last couple of years.
Compared to 1, 2, and 3.
They look exactly like last year.
Hold on. Compared to 1, 2, and 3. Number 2 beat them. number one has been blowing people out by two touchdowns. If you want to debate Philly,
I didn't put
Kansas
the Chiefs
City,
number one or two.
Right. So you would debate them three
I would
and four.
Put them three or four. But okay. I'm going to what you said. You said the Chiefs aren't that good. I'm willing to allow you to walk that back because we can save that audio for January if you want.
I think if you play the entirety of the audio, I said as good as the teams ahead of them one through
okay,
three.
Okay.
Because I understand that they're the two-time back-to-back Super Bowl champions, but there's nothing wrong with placing them four right now. I'll stand by that. I'm not going to recant that.
No, that's opinion. I mean, you got opinions right now. Chris Canty was just unveiling his on ESPN. Biggest top five threats to the Chiefs. So he's still putting the Chiefs at one because of record and their past. Okay,
yeah, reputation.
And everybody has their opinions like we just went through here. But he said that the Eagles are a bigger threat to the Chiefs than the Lions.
Interesting.
Any quick takeaways, Tom, for the
no,
top
six?
No, I
had pretty much. I mean, we're just, you know, moving around 2, 3, and 4. I have the Bills, too. It's the Chiefs-Eagles debate. I had the Ravens. I do think people are sleeping on the Vikings. I mean, to me, they have two very good losses. You know, the Rams have been a solid football team this year. They played them out there on a Thursday night when the Rams just got healthy and were desperate.
The Rams are sub 500, but...
Right. Yeah. Well, so are the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers have at least had some major injuries. Yeah. But anyway.
One note. John's number three team, Philly, will play John's number five team, Baltimore, this week. Huge Birds. Game for
Let's
everybody.
Let's go, John Harbaugh!
That's the Power Surge, 97.1.